Hey, Powerhouse, it's time to transform your legal career inside Powerhouse Elite. Created for the ambitious, forward-thinking female lawyer who is craving meaningful connections, career advancement, and empowering other women in the law. So let me tell you all the incredible value you'll be getting inside Powerhouse Elite, a luxury retreat at the Miraval Resort in Austin, Texas, September 27th through the 30th, monthly one-on-one coaching calls with me to specifically work on your goals and where you're going, access to a sisterhood like no other, connecting a network of inspiring, supportive women who share your values, dreams, and ambition. And also inside the Elite membership, you get a coaching call once a month with all of these incredible women in the Powerhouse Lawyers community. So if you're ready for more this year, join Powerhouse Elite. Grab one of the few remaining spots today by clicking the link in the show notes. Don't miss out on this incredible opportunity to transform your life and career with Powerhouse Elite.
The person that you're comparing your business to, your day one, they've been at it for a really long time. And you're going to get there too. You just have to stick with it. Again, stay in your lane, put your blinders on, stick to the plan, and you'll get there.
You are more than a lawyer. You are a powerhouse. Welcome to Powerhouse Lawyers. I'm your host, Erin Gerner, a former lawyer, wife, mom, entrepreneur, and coach. And I'm here to show you what's possible. So if you're ready, let's go. Hey, Powerhouse. So great to have you back this week. Our guest is so awesome, and I am really, really excited about this conversation because it actually expands and goes into further detail about everything that I talk about, which is community and connection and really empowering female lawyers with the knowledge that there is a different and better way, and we don't have to do it the way that we've always been told, and we don't have to follow the traditional narrative of the law. And if you get yourself in the right room with the right women who can help support and empower you to get some clarity behind your dreams, get some action steps behind that, to actually throw the rope back to you to tell you how they've done what they've done and accomplished what they have accomplished. You can do anything that you set your mind to. The practice of law doesn't have to be this shell of an existence. There are so many women who are doing this differently. That is why I have this podcast, is because there are power and stories. So you can listen to my next guest, Carly, who was in big law and actually had a great experience in big law, had great mentors, then went of counsel and finally decided, you know what? Like, I want the flexibility and the freedom to be able to choose. I want to work with the clients that I want to work with in the hours that I want to work with. And I know that I can do this as well, if not better, than X firm. And there are so many lawyers who have that exact same idea and dream, but they are scared to take the next step because they don't actually really know what that would mean. How am I going to make this work? How am I going to find clients? What billing software am I going to use? Right? You've got all these questions, the how. That's why I bring women like Carly on this show. She is the who. You need to get yourself in the rooms with the women who are doing what you want to do, who are going the places that you want to go and asking questions and putting yourself in those places. Because I promise you, when your mind is opened up to a different perspective, to a different possible way, you can't unhear that. You can't unhear that. Lawyers are such badasses. We are ninjas. We have got an expansive skill set that we don't give ourselves enough credit for because we've only been taught to think one way. But listen, you have got wicked superpowers and talents. So make sure you check out this episode, share it with a fellow lawyer, tag myself or Carly on social media. That is the way we get this podcast out to more people. And oh, in case you haven't heard, Powerhouse Lawyers Podcast has a Facebook group. Powerhouse Lawyers Podcast Facebook group. It's linked in the show notes. You can go directly there, join for free, become a part of the community, learn who our guests are, get in contact with our guests so you can actually maybe figure out the how by finding the who in this podcast Facebook group. So hope you enjoy this episode, Powerhouses. See you next week. Hey, Powerhouses, welcome back to the show. I have such a fun guest for you guys today. My friend Carly Juanos is a Florida employment lawyer and founder of the Juanos Law Firm in Palm Beach Gardens, Florida, where she helps businesses comply with employment laws and navigate tricky employment issues from hiring through firing and everything in between. Carly also provides education to businesses and HR departments on the most highly litigated employment laws through her on-demand training courses. She is also the host of the Employment Experience podcast, where she shares her insights and interviews guests on management and employment law. She's also a mediator, conducts workplace investigations into claims of harassment, discrimination, and retaliation in the workplace. Carly, I am so excited you are here. Thank you for being so gracious as we even tried to get this podcast started. You guys know I'm a hot mess on this podcast. That's why we have the Legally Blonde episode at the end of all this, because I get to laugh at myself of how much craziness goes on. But Carly, welcome to the show. I'm so excited that you're here.
Yes. Thank you so much for having me. It's going to be a great time. I can tell already.
Awesome. Okay. Well, I would love if you would take our viewers back, because I don't know if you, I don't think you started out owning your own law firm or, you know, being in solo practice. So I would love if you would take us back to the beginning, why you went to law school and how this journey has brought you full circle.
Absolutely. So why I went to law school, that's an interesting place that you want me to start at. I tried not going to law school for a very, very long time. My father was an attorney. I come from a family of lawyers, and I was like, I just can't. I'm trying to stay as far away from law school as possible. And of course, look what ended up happening. I ended up going to law school. Then I graduated law school and I said, oh, I don't want to date someone who is an attorney. I definitely don't want to marry someone who is an attorney. Ended up marrying an attorney. My husband is a lawyer. So
my husband is a lawyer too.
Yeah, it's kind of a funny story. So we just go with it. But my first job out of law school was at a big 500 plus litigation defense firm. And it was great at the time. I learned a lot. I was in court a lot. I got a lot of really good experience and had great mentors. But I got to the point, as I think that most people do, that I just found that it was not going to be sustainable long term. There were very long hours. It was very stressful. So what I ended up doing was I wanted to create a situation. I didn't want to completely leave the practice of law, but I wanted something that would work for me and my lifestyle. I was always also planning on starting a family at that point. So I became of counsel to the law firm. I had more flexibility with my hours. I could take on the type of cases that I wanted to take on. I was doing strictly employment law the entire time. And so then more recently, I did that for about 10 more years. And more recently I said, look, I think I can do this better. I think I can do this differently. I think that I can kind of create more of the lifestyle that I want to have. Plus I was running into several conflicts of interest, just continuing to be associated with the firm because it was so big. So that's when I eventually completely separated, branched out, and have my own practice now.
Amazing. How long have you had your own practice?
It's fairly new. So about 2 years.
Amazing. So tell me about the mindset shift that had to occur for you to say, because it, you know, you pivoted several times and I love that. And first of all, I also love that you had mentors in big law, because I think a lot of listeners of this podcast did not have the same experience. So I am so glad to hear of, you know, a decent experience in big law with mentors who were helping you or at least trying to help you succeed, and you got great experience and all that kind of stuff. And then the mindset shift of that's really not working. I want to back off from that a little bit. And then the mindset shift to go out on your own. So can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yes, absolutely. And it really is a mindset shift. I truly do believe that, because I think we are, especially lawyers, female lawyers, were all, you know, for the most part, I would think type A, high achievers. We are programmed to want to get to the top and continue to go further and further up. And I think I got to the point, you know, and I went up and I was trying to make partner and trying to get to the top. And I think that I finally realized, I took a look at the people who were actually at the top. And I thought to myself, do I want that for myself? Do I want that lifestyle? Do they have the same priorities that I have? Are they able to spend time with their children? No. Are they able to go on vacations? No. Are they working weekends? Yes, they are. And I finally got to the point that I was like, why am I trying to get to somewhere that I personally don't really want to be? So I think you need to, you know, for those kind of going through the process, need to step back and take a really good look at that, identify your priorities and see if your priorities are in line with where you think you need to go. Because I think it's really ingrained in a lot of us, you know, you go through law school and you get a good job and you climb to the top. It doesn't have to be that way if that's not your priority and that's not what you want your lifestyle to look like.
So how has this process been of going out on your own? Because it sounds great in theory, right? Like we get really excited, like I can do this better. And we do, we know the reality of I can do this better. I know what I'm doing. I am qualified. But there is still imposter syndrome that comes, you know, that creeps up with that. I'm sure, just speaking for myself, starting my own brand and business, you know, I've never done that before. Like, yeah, I've been a lawyer, but I don't know how to run my own firm. I don't know how to start my own business. So can you talk to us about being a beginner and what that's been like?
Right. Look, anything that you're trying new or for the first time or that you've never done before is going to be scary. It's going to be terrifying. I think what was most important for me is planning as much as you can and as much as you feel comfortable with. And once you get to the point where you have your plan in place and you feel comfortable, right, you're still going to feel a little bit uncomfortable. It's still going to be scary. But to the point that you feel comfortable and confident that you can take the next step, you just have to rip the Band-Aid and go for it. And just know that nobody feels 100% confident and knowing that what they're trying for the first time is going to succeed and be a success. Also, something else that was really helpful to me, my brain, and I'm sure a lot of other people are the same way, goes immediately to all of the bad things that are going to happen, right? Yep. So what if it fails? What if it doesn't work? What if nobody likes it or buys it or et cetera? But I would challenge your listeners to think of the opposite and trying to think, what if this is a huge success? What if this just like really takes off and, you know, fill in the blank XYZ of whatever you're trying to accomplish? Because that is just as much of a possibility that it's going to be a huge success than what your brain is immediately going to, that it's going to be this huge failure and embarrassment. So that's something that really helps me as well.
And just piggybacking off of that, like our thoughts are not our friends, right? But our thoughts become our actions and our actions become our habits. So if you are thinking, this is going to fail, I'm not going to be able to find clients, they're not going to pay, they don't think I'm competent, right? Like those are the things that start to then manifest in your life. And you're not, right? You don't have the business that you thought you were going to have. You're not attracting the clients that are ideal to you that, you know, you really want to work in that wheelhouse. So I just think it's really important to know that the mindset part of this is so huge, especially when you're starting something new, to be able to combat those feelings, because it's totally normal to have fear, doubt, all of these things. Like these thoughts are normal. There's nothing wrong with you or about those thoughts. It's just taking those thoughts and then saying, is that really true? And what if this actually works out better than I could have even imagined? And in the hard times, reminding yourself of that.
Yes, exactly. And that's why I always say, you know, for those thinking about a career change or thinking about starting their own business or law firm, try to have some sort of plan in place for, you know, how many clients do you want to have per month? How are you going to go about doing it, whether it's on social media or otherwise? And once you have that plan, then get out of your own way and work towards taking the steps to accomplish that plan, right? Because you can really get in your own head and throw yourself way off track. But, you know, keep your eye on the prize, stay in your lane, and follow the plan and hope for the best.
Absolutely. I think there's so much noise in the world today telling us how fast success should be moving, how quickly we should see results. And we're living in this Amazon Prime instant gratification world, and we're forgetting the hard work and the small, simple steps every single day of showing up every single day, even when it's hard, this doesn't happen overnight. There's no such thing as an overnight success. Like that society is telling us that that actually exists and that you can buy a course and in 6 months you can be making, you know, seven figures. We just have to dial it back and realize that it is the showing up, the small, simple steps, the putting your blinders on, staying in your own lane, working in your zone of genius and your superpowers and not paying attention to what other people are telling you to do, because you know, that's one of the greatest superpowers of a lawyer, I think, is that we actually know. We have such an analytical brain that we know if something's right or not. Like we know that something doesn't make sense. We know these things, but we doubt ourselves so often to if that's actually the truth. And right. When we start to make major life changes like this, it's just the trusting of yourself and blocking out the noise.
Right. And your first step is not to go viral, right? And I think like you were saying, like Amazon Prime, instant gratification, like your very first post on social media or the first step that you are taking, you're not trying to go viral. You're just trying to take your first step. And somebody once said something to me that really resonated also. Don't compare your day one or your year one of your business to someone's year five.
I was just about to say the exact same thing. Amen.
Right. And when you think about it, that's really powerful, especially with social media, because we're looking and we're seeing and we're comparing. But the person that you're comparing your business to, your day one, they've been at it for a really long time. And you're going to get there too. You just have to stick with it. Again, stay in your lane, put your blinders on, stick to the plan, and you'll get there.
And use those people of inspiration for what is possible. Yes. If she can do it, I can do it. That is the evidence that it's possible. It's not meant to discourage you, right? If we take it and we look at it through a different lens, it can actually inspire you to what you can accomplish. So right. Talk to me a little bit about building this business. Have you had a mentor? How has community and connection been pivotal in you growing your law firm and expanding your practice and then being able to help, you know, more people?
Yes. So community is really important. You know, especially when that, you know, doubt creeps in, you can bounce ideas off of others. I think a lot of people will be surprised that there are a lot of others having the same issues in similar situations. You know, you're not silly or dumb to think that you can't do, you know, items one, two, and three. There are other people in the same boat. So absolutely, there's lots of networking opportunities, you know, either in person or online within your practice area, and get around like-minded individuals who lift you up and support you and want to see you succeed. There are a lot of people who are ahead, you know, we're ahead of me, are ahead of your listeners, who have helped pave the way to allow, you know, everybody to achieve. There's room for everybody at the top. We are not, you know, and I think that that's tough for lawyers to understand sometimes because the nature of litigation, your litigator is so adversarial. Everything doesn't have to be a competition. There's room for everybody at the top. And I'm happy to share, you know, things that have helped me along the way too, because there are a lot of things and opportunities and just mentors that I have had to help with that.
Absolutely. So what are some examples of ways that you have, you know, leaned into community to help that grow your business and then support you in your practice as well?
Like I said, I do a lot of networking. I have smaller networking groups of female attorneys that I meet with, and we get it on the calendar once a month. And we get together and we talk and we connect, we bounce ideas back and forth off of each other. We have similar issues, you know, and we all use that opportunity to learn off of each other. I also have a podcast, like you mentioned in the intro, and a podcast, there is a really low barrier to entry. And, you know, it's not very expensive. Anybody can really do it. And it's a really great opportunity to connect with others that you otherwise would not have had a chance to connect. And also to network, because with a podcast, you're speaking to somebody who has similar interests, similar backgrounds. They're trying to attract a similar clientele base, let's say. So that's something that I've used a lot that it's turned out to be a really great tool that I was at first like very hesitant to do. I'm sure you have the same experience. It's worked out really well for you.
Absolutely. This podcast is basically one of the my most favorite things that I get to do, because I just get to sit here and chat with powerhouse lawyers like you. And there's such power in stories. Mm-hmm. And I think lawyers get so intimidated by networking because it has like this whole cloud of just stuffy and boring and just surface. And like, right, everyone's been to enough of that, you know? And do you occasionally have to go to a CLE? Yes. Do you have to go to conferences? Yes. Like, we have to do those things as part of our job. Fine. But I love what you said about intentionally meeting with this small group of mm-hmm. female attorneys. And these are the women who are really going to support you and help you, right? It's not going to a surface level conference where there's 100 people having a cocktail at 5 after 4 hours of instruction. That's not where you're going to get the support that you need to grow right. your business yourself, make the contacts with the people who you actually need to be connected with. So right. I love to just point out, did you start that or was that something that already existed?
We started it. I mean, I didn't personally start it. It's a group of four, but we didn't know each other. We met on LinkedIn. So we were posting about they're all employment lawyers. One is in Florida, one's in Louisiana, one is in Pennsylvania. And we all just said, you know, let's connect. We're all doing something similar. Let's support each other. And now it's really interesting because you go from not knowing someone at all to kind of knowing someone, to we all met in person at a conference last year, right? So you can see how the relationship now develops, and now we text each other. So we've become pretty close friends and colleagues.
And also pointing out that it doesn't have to be difficult. It doesn't have to be this whole thing. You can create the community that you need and want by simply just taking the first step and putting that thing on the right. calendar. You know, like right. that's so simple. That's not a huge undertaking. That is a right. very simple, intentional act that has probably paid dividends.
Right. And you just circulate the Zoom link. Something else that has worked really well for me in terms of networking, I use Calendly, which is the online calendar scheduling. And when I find somebody that I want to connect with, either local or they have the same practice area, I send them an email and I say, hi, I like what you're doing. This is what I do. I would love to see how we can connect. And I send them my Calendly link. And so that way they can, you know, get on the calendar if they want, then we can schedule a Zoom call. And it's more informal, right? You're not having to take 4 hours out of your day to go in person, like you said, CLE. You just have, it's like a really quick coffee break where you can chit chat and then move it along.
I mean, that's how I met you. That is, every guest that you guys have heard on this podcast, with the exception of maybe a handful, I have met through the exact same methodology. It's just putting yourself out there. And I realize that not everyone listening to this podcast is an extrovert and that doesn't feel natural to them. But I just want to give everyone a little newsflash. That doesn't really feel natural to me, and I'm an extrovert. But what I do know that it does, it's me taking the first step and saying like, hi, this is who I am. I just want to meet you, connect, and see how we can possibly help each other. And if there's somebody in my network that can help you and vice versa, that's all I'm here for.
Yes.
So many people are up for that and down for that. That is literally how I've built my entire powerhouse lawyers
exactly,
community.
Exactly. And let me tell you, nobody has ever written back to me and said, you're weird. That's right. strange. I don't want to talk to you. Right. So to the extent that your listeners are feeling like this is awkward, I don't know, like nobody has ever said that to me. Also, you might do it the first time and it feels weird and awkward, but think of how you're going to feel once you do it the 30th time, right? Like it's going to be so easy. You're not even going to care about it anymore. So you really have to go ahead and take the first steps, rip the Band-Aid and get it over with.
And just think how cool that feels when you get a message and you're like, oh my gosh, that person wants to talk to me. Like, that's so fun. They want to talk to me. Or like you call up a longtime colleague and you're like, that's weird. I haven't talked to him in 20 years. How exciting would it be if Susie from law school, who you loved, called you up and was like, hey, Carly, how's it? I would be like, girl, how is it going? Like, it doesn't have to be awkward unless you make it that way. Like, right. this is fun, easy way to connect. I mean, it's completely free. It
right.
costs you nothing. It's 20 minutes of your day. And the massive network that you can build by just intentionally networking is crazy.
Also, here's another thing. If they do say, oh, that's weird, that's this, then they're not your people. You don't want to connect with them in the first place. You can cross them off your list and keep it moving.
Yes. And I mean, I have had people like respond to me like, I've paid it forward enough. Thanks, but no thanks. And I'm like, all right, check. She's off my list. Or they don't respond. I mean, I literally told this to my daughter the other day. What's the worst thing they can say? No? Okay. Like you just sent another message. Like no one died. No one's hurt. Like, okay. So they didn't respond. Like moving on. So it's just getting into that mindset of like, I can do this and this is not hard and I don't have to make it hard or awkward. And then once you make those first like two or three connections, you're like, oh my gosh, I just made new friends online.
I made new friends. This is easy. I'm getting really good at it. Yes.
It's really fun. So I actually, when I asked you to be on this podcast, I saw that you had released some new education to your peeps, to your viewers, and you're offering some new courses. And I mentioned that in your intro. So I would love if you would tell us a little bit about what you're doing to educate other lawyers and to help pay it forward.
Yes. So I do have courses and trainings on employment laws that I have to educate. This is my ideal client, business owners and HR professionals. But that's not what you're talking about. You're talking about to help educate the other lawyers, right?
Okay. Yes. And didn't you come out with, you came out with a coaching program, right?
Yes. So I have a lot of people who are reaching out to me. They have questions. They want to know, you know, how I did certain things, what software or different things I used. And I'm always happy to share that. Like I said, there's for podcasting and also starting your own practice or just a career change, there can be a really low barrier to entry. So I don't want people who are considering that to be turned off and think you need a ton of money saved up and you need a brick and mortar office and all this stuff. And I'm happy to share kind of the research and efforts and everything that I've learned along the way with others. So yes, I do offer consulting and coaching. Right now I just have smaller packages of like 3 hours and 6 hours, but we can really tailor it and customize it to wherever you are in your career path. If you are interested in passive income through courses or starting a podcast or just have questions about, you know, a career change, how do you go about starting your own law firm? Anything really, I'm happy to help.
And I think so many lawyers don't realize that they have these other areas and skill sets that they can monetize and that they can use to create other avenues of business, income, connections, those type things. Like you said, the barrier to a podcast is seriously so low. I mean, you just buy the mic. I mean, yes, you can get fancy and do all that kind of stuff, but just to start, it's not expensive. It's just taking the first step. There's so many things that that you can just easily take the first step. But I also love that you are helping lawyers and packaging that up and helping lawyers answer that question, because there are so many of us who are out there like, ooh, like maybe I do have a podcast. Like, could I create a course? What would the course be on? Would they buy it? What does it need to look like? So many questions, but with a solid idea, it just needs to come to life and you need someone to help you get there.
Yes. And creating courses is so intriguing, I think, to a lot of lawyers. It was for myself, because we are billing our time for our hours, we're billing our time for money. Sorry, I'm saying that backwards. And so I got to the point that I wanted to know, you know, do I always have to be sitting at a desk grinding out work in order to be generating a revenue? And so the courses are a really good way to have passive income come in. You create it once, you go through the process, and then you just have that passive income coming in. So that was something that was really desirable for me. And for those who are thinking, what would I create a course on? I don't have a topic. I don't have an idea. All of the course creation gurus out there say that everybody has a good topic in them, because you've all had some kind of experience. You all have some kind of education or background, and you're a couple steps ahead of the person on the ladder below you. So you do have something that's teachable. You do have something that you can teach others and that others can learn from you.
And I always say, what are the things that people are always asking of you? For like, what are they always coming to Carly for, right? And you just said like, What software am I using? How did I do this? Like all of these questions, right? So when you start to just become aware and start to become an active listener to what is happening, you can actually start to kind of point out these superpowers and get a little bit of an idea of where you could take something, right? Yes. What are the things that people are always coming to you for? That's your superpower and your expertise. And so right. then how can you tell a story and learn from what you've learned and condense it all up so nobody else has to go through all the stuff? Like you've done all the hard work and now you're just showing, you've bottled it all up for them.
Right. Because there's something that you've put a lot of time and effort, something that you've researched a lot, something that you've had great success at, and it doesn't have to be in the law. That somebody else, again, right below you really wants to know about, but they don't want to take all the, 2 to 3 years of time or whatever it might be that you went through to figure it out. So,
I mean, Maybe you have an awesome time management system. Maybe they're like, how are you so organized? Like you are the most organized person I know. How do you do it all? Maybe you have like a system that you didn't even know. It's just something personal to you. It's what works for you. But you're like, people keep asking me about this. That's the kind of stuff that can then turn into a course and a program. Mm-hmm. If you just give it a chance to come to the surface, it doesn't have, we have a story as lawyers that everything has to be hard, that it has to be hard and difficult and that we're going to have to like sludge through the mud to be able to accomplish anything. But that is a lie, right? It is a lie. Things are only hard when we make them hard.
Right. And also, again, you can potentially have all of these people, mentors, who are willing to share the information with you. And I think, a lot of more and more attorneys are doing that now. We are not gatekeeping. We are not withholding information. We are not seeing each other as a competitor, but trying to encourage and motivate and lift each other up so that everybody can be at a place that really that they want to be at in their life.
And that's why you see all of these lawyers doing all of these cool things online with their own business and have creatively used their experience in the practice of law to create something that works for them and that is still helping and impacting clients and people. And so, I mean, I frankly think it's amazing to watch. And I think over the next couple of years, as women like us keep speaking, keep talking, keep making connections, keep empowering, throwing the rope back to other female attorneys, showing them what's possible, we're going to see like massive shifts on, like, I feel like the legal world is going to look very different. Although slow to change, I just think that there is a rising of women in law doing things differently. And The more we have these conversations, the more really exciting stuff is going to keep happening.
Yes, you're absolutely right. And really technology is pushing it. There are more and more female attorneys saying, we are not going to do it the old way. We can do it better. And you can do it. You don't have to take a pay cut, by the way, to get there, because I think that that's a big concern. Well, I don't want to work as many hours. I have to take a pay cut. That's not necessarily the case. There are other, better, more efficient ways to get to where you want to go in order to achieve what you want to achieve and make whatever your priorities are at the top for you.
That is why community and connection is so important. I mean, I cannot stress it enough. And like my theme for 2024 is every problem, question, issue you have in your life and business is one contact away, one question away from somebody in your inner circle. I mean, that is really how close you are to achieving your dreams and goals. It's just putting yourself in the circle with the people, in the room with the people, and making that part of your business plan in 2024.
Yes.
Community and connection needs to be part of your business plan in 2024. If it is not, your year is not going to turn out the way you think that it will.
Yes.
Like I'm stating that right now in February. That is the key to success. I think you and I can attest to that. And anybody else who is doing what we are doing can attest to the fact that community and connection is where it's at. It's never the right. who or it's never the how. Everyone's always, How could I ever, how can I create a course? How can I start a podcast? How can I go it on my own? Who do you know that's done it? Who do you know that can help you?
Yes.
That's going to reveal the how.
That is the key. That is the key. And if networking is what's holding you back, just pick one thing that you can do a month and put it on your calendar. Don't think that you have to start with this huge, big, overwhelming task. And I think just starting there would be really helpful too.
Yes. And reach out to women like Carly and I, like come pop in the Powerhouse Lawyers community. That is why you and I are creating community and space for lawyers to come in and drop in messages and ask questions. Like that's what we're creating here, is a space, a safe space for lawyers to come together and collaborate and work together and elevate the profession and themselves. And I frankly am really excited. I mean, I can't wait to see. I mean, every week I interview different female lawyers. I'm like, wow, that's amazing. That's amazing. Like, we're going places.
Yes, absolutely.
So if people want to find you and work with you, where can they locate you?
They can visit my website. It's at carlywanos.com, or you can email me at info@carlywanos.com.
Amazing. Well, as you know, we just chatted about this at the beginning of the podcast, or before we hit record, I do a Legally Blonde segment at the end of every podcast, and we just share funny, silly stories that happen to us. So I would love if you would share your Legally Blonde moment with us.
Well, Erin, you know the story. So before the podcast started, you were so nice to give me a heads up that I was going to need to share a funny or embarrassing story. And I immediately kind of like froze. I was like, oh, I am completely blanking. And you were like, oh, I have all these funny stories that have happened to me. There's this. And I literally couldn't think of one. So you were so nice and kind to offer a funny story that had happened between the two of us when we first met. It's a little bit of a funny story about you, so I hope you don't mind that.
I do not, please. This is the story of my life. I mean, this is how I roll.
Yeah, and I feel like I'm going to mess it up, so please feel free to jump in. But this is really funny. When we met, we had a call scheduled to connect. We had been introduced by a mutual friend, a mutual colleague. You completely flaked on the call, right? You didn't show up. And I was like, who is this girl? What is she doing? We had a scheduled call. There was a reminder set. What's going on? Then you email me 2 days later. What was it? What did the email say? You said,
I was like, hey, so happy to connect with you. I was wondering if you wanted, like, my coffee Zoom situation.
You were introducing, like, do you want to meet for coffee?
And you wrote back and you were like, sure, and scheduled a call. And then it dawned on me. I was like, oh my gosh. Because I think I was supposed to meet with you and your four employment lawyers. Like, Lindsay is a part of that group, right? Like, yes. there was like a group of you, and I had just come back from spring break and it did not make it on my calendar. And all of us know on this podcast and who's listening, if it does not make it on your calendar, then it is gone.
It's not happening.
It's gone.
No.
But that is not my style to like flake. But I did not make the connection that this Carly was the same Carly as the Carly that I was then trying to get on like a phone call with and have a 20-minute Zoom chat with. So anyway, bless
you were
your
essentially
heart.
Reintroducing yourself to me. And correct. It was one of those situations. We were both so confused. And I was like, what's going on? Am I losing my mind? Is this a joke? What's happening?
No, but it was. We got on the phone and I was like, I promise we have to get on the phone, if for nothing else, to just prove I'm not a lunatic. Like, I mean,
you are not a lunatic at all. And you were so nice and sweet. And I'm just so glad that we finally had a chance to connect.
Yes. And I flubbed the time for the freaking phone call this morning. Carly's going to quit responding to me is what's going to happen. She's going to be like, Erin Gerner, Powerhouse Lawyers. I don't know what this chick's doing. She's going to be the wrong time, not showing up. Like, I don't know what to do with this girl.
Yeah, it was for 9 a.m. Eastern. And she said, no, it's 9. And here I am sitting on the call. And she goes, no, you know, I was going to have to get my receipts out and show you my receipts.
I know. What's the insurance commercial where they do the play, like, they throw the red flag and they do the playback.
Uh-huh.
When they do the callback, that is the, because I tell my husband that all the time, because he'll be like, no, I didn't say that. And I'll be like, I want to throw the red flag and bring the footage back in. So that's what you needed to do. And to remind
too
me.
Too funny.
That, yes. Oh my goodness, Carly, thank you so much for coming on the show today. This was such a fun conversation. Go follow Carly wherever she is on social media, LinkedIn, Instagram, all the things. Email her, connect with her with any questions that you have. Tag us on social media. If you loved this episode, share it. This is the way we get this message to more female lawyers, to let them know that there's a different and better way and that there's community just waiting for them. So Carly, thank you so much for coming on the show today.
Yes, absolutely. Thanks so much for having me.
Thank you so much for listening into the Powerhouse Lawyers podcast. Don't forget to follow us on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you catch your podcasts. If you loved this episode, I would be so honored if you left a review. And because I know you are the type of woman who wants to see other women win, be sure to share this episode with someone who needs it. By sharing it, you are empowering a fellow sister in the law to know that she is not alone, that there is nothing wrong with her, and that she can build a life and career that she loves. Thank you. See you next week. Hey, powerhouse. I just want to let you know that I see you. You have multiple to-do lists. You never feel like you're crossing anything off. Overwhelm is constantly swimming in your head. I absolutely relate, and I see you, and I'm here to help you regain your sanity. Introducing the Powerhouse Brain Dump, a better way of getting shit done. You guys, this is a game-changing ebook that is about to revolutionize the way you tackle your tasks. It's not your typical productivity guide. None of us have time for that. But it's a revolutionary approach that I've perfected over time that is going to actually help you break free from overwhelm and reclaim your powerhouse status so you can actually get shit done. So what are you waiting for? Say hello to a more organized and focused you. Grab your copy of the Powerhouse Brain Dump, a better way of getting shit done today by clicking on the link in the show notes or go directly to erangerner.com to grab your copy.